Has anyone ever inspired you to create a more fulfilling and successful life for yourself? As a leader in your business and in your community, what are the questions that you ask yourself on a daily basis? What are the questions that keep you up at night? I am your host, Betty Collins. I'm a CPA. I'm a business owner. And I partner with other women, other business owners who want to have remarkable results for themselves and for their business and their community. And I'm here to help inspire you to take positive steps forward for a better life. So over the next 12 episodes and kind of this season, we're going to focus on lessons learned. We're going to hear from other women who have learned lessons, and they're going to share with you. You know why? Because it's the right thing to do to help you navigate maybe similar situations that you're in, and you don't have to go through what they've gone through. And I hope to challenge you that you have lessons learned in your journey that other women need to hear. Never underestimate that part of your life and that story, because it will have impact. In my opinion, we're obligated to share those life lessons. In my opinion, we have a responsibility to each other, woman to woman, or women to men. But I really believe what we've learned in our lessons over our journey are impactful, and they need to be part of how you give back and how you help others. Hello, I am Betty Collins with Inspiring Women, and I am so glad that you're joining us today. And this year, we've been doing a lot of lessons learned, and we really had a great conversation with Lisa Gutierrez, and she's just an awesome hometown hero where I live in Columbus, Ohio. And her husband started an amazing company. And so we interviewed her, so I can't encourage you enough to go and listen to that podcast, because she really has a lot about lessons learned on getting started, being impactful, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure you listen to it. But one person who has listened to this is a what we call a woman of Brady Ware. Her name is Mari. She is with us today. And Mari is just one of my favorite people at Brady Ware. I can't say she's the favorite, but she is one of my favorite. And Mari has a great story of just her Brady Ware story, as well as she really took some things away from Lisa. And Lisa is the owner of Dos Hermanos, and it's a fantastic, authentic Mexican food. After I interviewed her, I actually ordered DoorDash and ate some of it. It's just great stuff, because it comes from a big heart. It comes from family recipes. It comes from heritage, and then it goes even beyond that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So I want you to just listen to someone who's actually listened to this podcast. Or, hey, stop this one and go listen to Lisa first. But Mari is with us today. And so, Mari, welcome to Inspiring Women. I think this is your first time on Inspiring Women.
It is.
And so what I would love for you to tell us in less than 2 minutes is your life at Brady Ware. Like, you came here, you've been there, you've been all over the place. So tell the audience a little bit about you and Brady Ware.
All right. Well, like Betty said, my name is Mari. My last name is Cruz Uribe. We were not going to try to make Betty pronounce that.
not my skill set. I got through Mario.
But I have been with Brady Ware since 2001. I did an internship in the Columbus office, and then I moved to Dayton and worked in the Dayton office as a staff. Then I moved to Chicago because my husband relocated, and worked remotely there. And I currently now live in Richmond, Indiana.
Yes.
And work in the Richmond office for Columbus and Dayton. And yes. So I kind of do a little bit of all of the Brady Wares.
Mari was our Chicago office, which we had to close when she moved there or moved away from there from her husband's job. But she was also played a cool role of everyone who's remote in our company, because we have people all over the country. She would make sure they had lunch on tax days and little gifts like we give out if you were in an office. So she played that role. So, but her real role, of course, is taxation and all the funds of that. So Mari, tell us a little bit about also working at Brady Ware, just having a company that invests in a women's initiative.
I love that. It's something that's so unique to me, being at Brady Ware and having connections with other women. Like, for example, when we do our internal day for the Women's Initiative, I love that we all get together. We all get a chance to meet each other, to talk to each other, mm-hmm. to communicate. And it's so impactful in the future and in your work life, because then you know these people. As we moved more and more of one single firm with all these offices all over the place, it's so wonderful to have met the person that you are yeah. doing a return for. And it's so much easier to communicate with them. Like, I did a return for someone in Atlanta, and I met her at the women's conference. Right. And so when I emailed her, it wasn't awkward, or there was nothing,
right.
you know, it was easy. I was like, oh, hey, it was so great to see you and meet you in person in June. Here are the right. things that I need to complete this tax return. And that softness to having already known the person, just, it made it so much easier. And I'm an extrovert. I'm a very loud person. Yeah. But I recognize that a lot of people in our industry maybe aren't. And so having those soft introductions is huge, and getting a chance to meet other women and hear yeah. their stories. I love it.
Well, we do an internal day, but then the next day is a big conference. And last year was year 10. And Lisa Gutierrez did speak at that. She talked about her business and what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. So when you listen to her podcast, what were some takeaways? What were you really like, hey, this is good stuff?
I think one of the things that stuck out to me the most was she said, you know, to make sure that you give yourself grace and to be kind to yourself. And I find that that is a huge life lesson.
Yes.
And one that I struggle with and have to remind myself regularly to do. Especially, you know, I haven't been in accounting very long. I did a career change at 34. And so to come in as a new staff and an intern in an industry where most of the staff and interns are 10 years younger than I am, mm-hmm. and, you know, they know Excel and they know all these things, and they're like so much better with computers than me. And so I have to take those moments to remember to give myself grace and
right.
be kind to myself. And that, hearing her say that and hearing that, like, I'm not the only one that struggles
right.
with that, was really huge.
What does that mean to you, and how have you done that since you listened to the podcast? Can you give us examples of that?
I think what it really means is pausing and reflecting on yourself and said, like, it's okay that I made a mistake, and telling yourself that it's okay that something isn't perfect.
Right.
And that it's okay if, you know, I didn't do it as well as maybe I could have because I'm tired and I just worked however many yeah. hours this week. And just those, like, taking the step back and looking at yourself and just saying it's okay that X, Y, and Z maybe didn't go to plan right. A. And that's how I have been trying to give myself grace and,
right.
you know, just be kind to myself and being less hard.
Right.
On myself is definitely.
You know, I heard in a meeting the other day, and I love the saying, and I thought this will be a podcast at some point, but it said, don't let the perfect ruin the good. And that to me defines giving yourself grace, because we tend to want to think if it's not perfect, then it's not good. And we ruin what is good or is great because we wanted that to happen. Right. So just putting those in perspectives, but when I was in the meeting, I stopped the meeting because I was running the meeting. And I said, just before we go on, can you please restate, let the perfect not ruin the good. And that to me defines maybe giving yourself grace. Women struggle with that much more so than men. It's just a fact. And so we're harder on ourselves, or we're always trying to, we got to work harder than everyone else, or we have to do more than everyone else, or, and it's like, why? I mean, even in your tax season this year, you moved from Chicago to Richmond, you took a CPA exam a day after a deadline, you worked really hard the last 15 days are the worst days of an accounting firm profession, and yet you're tired, and there's just an emotional roller coaster. Hopefully you took to heart, no, I'm going to give myself some grace. Of course I'm tired. I moved, I took an exam, I just worked 60 hours a week forever. Yeah. So giving yourself grace is a huge, huge deal. And Lisa definitely, as she talks about starting a business, even though you have passion and you have a product that you love and believe in, the steps are hard. It's not simple. So it doesn't matter if you own a business or you are in business, it's hard.
It's hard.
And we're in an environment right now that you got to give yourself grace all day long, because it's a hard environment for business in general. So great. I hope you've applied that. I hope that you're giving yourself some grace.
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. It's a process.
I felt like that one especially is one of those constant reminders. It's good to hear it again, because it's good to hear it and keep hearing it and just remind yourself gently. And
yes,
it's really funny that came up, because I drink tea. I also give up coffee during busy season, so I don't know who decided to do that. I know I'm the worst.
Yeah. But give yourself grace, right?
Exactly, right? Anyway, the tea that I have, it's like this cute hippie tea, and it has little like fortunes and like positive sayings on the end of the tea bag.
All right.
And one of them was, be kind to yourself. Mm. And it was like mid-busy season, and I was just like, okay.
Yeah. You know, I don't normally get too emotional with clients, for sure. And I had a situation with a tax return that was really overwhelming. And I just beat myself up over it. And then when it came to talking with them, my emotions just got the best of me. And the owner of that company said to me, he was a guy, he says, give yourself some grace. He's what he told me. And he said, and I'm really glad that you're taking this kind of personal, because this is my personal life when it comes to a tax return, and you actually care about it. So sometimes when we're giving ourselves grace and you're opening yourself up and you're vulnerable and you're letting people see that, you never know what that person who's in construction and he's kind of rough, tough guy was very appreciative of that. And I was able to get through the last 15 days just going, it's okay if I make a mistake, or it's okay if I am tired. It's okay that I go home and tell my husband I'm done for the day because I'm doing this. So anyways, I'm glad Lisa could bring that out. But you had some other things that you liked that she said that were impactful to you. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. The other thing I really, really liked was she talked about how, you know, she impacted someone's life, and she told a great story about a gentleman who bought a burrito in an impoverished neighborhood in the middle of COVID, and it was just amazing. It was an amazing story, and how, you know, she impacted his life, but then on her side it was the exact opposite. Like, he impacted her life, and it just it made me think of all of the things in my life that have brought me to where I am, and the people that have impacted my life, and the decisions that have brought me to where I am, and, you know, hoping that I can impact someone's life in the way that they have mine.
Yeah.
And I think about Jennifer North, the director in the Richmond office. She's the reason why I'm an accountant today, you know. Right. She reached out to my family in a very, very difficult time and helped us with our taxes. And it's silly, but it was so stressful, and it was what we needed, and she was there for us. And at that point, I decided to go back to school. I quit my job of being in grocery that I'd done for 10 years and came to Brady Ware as an intern, and all because, you know, that one thing for her, which was part of her job,
right,
was to do tax returns. And doing that tax return at that point in my life was a defining moment for me.
Absolutely.
And it was so impactful. And you never know when the little things that you do can have those big, big ripples. And now here I am, you know, I've moved a bunch and I love it. And
she's been in every office except Atlanta, Georgia for Brady Ware, but maybe she'll go there too. I don't know. But I mean, the great thing about impactful, you should never underestimate when you can be impactful in the everyday, in the ordinary. And people will say it's only taxes, which it is, but a lot of times when it's your parents' taxes, or it is your family business taxes, or, hey, I built this business and I'm struggling and taxes is just part of business, yet it was impactful for you. Lisa, when she was talking about this gentleman in her neighborhood, because, of course, 2020 comes, right? And she's in a neighborhood where they can't, you know, everything's closed around them. Even the busing is closed around them. So for these folks to get to go to a restaurant or to a store where there's fresh food or where there's quality food, they couldn't do that. They could go to Speedway. They could go to certain places, but not a place to go get a really good meal. And so for them, when she was able to serve some fresh food just at a, you know, it was just like, this guy's going, thank you so much. You have no idea. because the bus maybe wasn't going to where they wanted it to go or stores were not open. So it's a very impactful when Lisa tells the story. And again, she's bringing it back to, wait a minute, I impacted you because you got to eat a fresh burrito, but now you're telling me, and I'm going, wow, I can change the world with tacos. You know, I can change the world with a tax return that's my family's. And then it changed your whole career and you came around. So those are great things. And when Mari first told me this story, it was a couple of years ago, and I go, oh, tell this story. Her and Jennifer are both emotional about it because it was so that. But, you know, taxes have to be done. It's part of life in our country. And so make the best of it by doing it. And you can apply being impactful in anything that you do.
And I love that you said, you know, that he appreciated, that client of yours appreciated you taking his business so seriously, because to him, that is his life. We do a lot of tax returns and we touch a lot of people's businesses and things like that. And to hear someone, you know, like, thank you for appreciating how much this means to me, because this is my family. This is how I feed my family. This is what I've grown. And
well, when you start something from scratch and you're 24/7 and you never see, you know, you just get through one barrier in business and then you're in another, and somebody takes your advisor team is not just doing accounting. They really care about the accounting and how it impacts you, or the text or whatever. So those are important things. So those are lessons learned from Lisa. Listen to that podcast because she really does a great job and she talks so from the heart. I think you will enjoy it. But I appreciate you, Mari, being here today.
Thank you.
We're just days out of tax season. We're just coming off a very, very fun time. So we're all a little tired, but we're going to, you know, life keeps going on, the 15th, and then all of a sudden it's the 16th, and this is 17th, and et cetera, et cetera. So I would encourage you today, lessons learned. You can impact people in your life. With the everyday, with the ordinary, and in what you do. It's maybe just a job, but maybe it's more than that. And also, when you listen to Lisa and she talks about giving yourself grace and be kind to yourself, women, I can't emphasize that enough to you. Your life will be so much better when you can actually do that. It's not easy, and it's probably a lesson, and it's an ongoing process that you have to give to yourself. So thank you for tuning in today. Please check out Inspiring Women. Listen to Lisa. Hear how she's impacted them by listening to Mari, and have a great day. More about Inspiring Women can be found on BradyWeir.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Thank you for listening.